From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Maloney, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. Welcome to Invest Insights. I'm Abby Maloney. I'm joined today by Jeff Bartel, the Chairman and Managing Director of the Hamptons Group. Jeff, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having me. It's our pleasure.
With an unprecedented amount of liquidity in the market, interest rates at near zero, and the aftermath of a pandemic that's rippling across industries from the, in the form of labor and supply shortages, what are the major strategies that Hamptons Group has developed in order to operate and find that predictability in this new normal?
Well, first, again, thank you for having me. Very impressed with your team and with the products and services that you provide. For Hamptons Group, the first and foremost issue that we've been addressing is making sure that we are agile and can deal with what have been some unpredictable aspects related to COVID with respect to labor and materials for construction issues. For our own workforce, long before COVID had hit, we had been a work from anywhere, work from everywhere workforce. So the trauma or stress that COVID provided to many businesses because of physical location really didn't affect us much. That said, specifically when it comes to issues of construction, what COVID has done more than anything has provided certain stressors with respect to supply chain for construction materials, and that is addressed for a number of our projects. It's also affected labor shortages generally in the construction sector, and so that obviously is something we've been dealing with.
With regards to real estate, prices are currently surpassing the height of the mid-2000s housing bubble. Explain why this is, or why this is not, indicative of a bubble and the key distinctions between the price rises that we saw in 2006, 2008, as opposed to what we're seeing today?
Well, first and foremost, it's important to say that this is not 2006, 2008 for a number of reasons. First of all, we have, if you will, a more sophisticated and experienced commercial sector when it comes to real estate. We had all of us who had experienced 2006 and 2008 saw many companies and people entering the market that had no business being in there. Second of all, we have the standards for financing for mortgages are much more stringent and predictable today than they were in the 2006 to 2008 timeframe. Thirdly, what we're dealing with now, and one of the single greatest determiner has been, we're dealing with high demand and short supply. What happened in 2006 and 2008 was at a certain point in time, supply so far outweighed demand that you had this tremendous trauma on the markets. And last is we're dealing with the circumstance now, particularly the last 6 months, where we can see some predictability and stability in terms of monetary policy, fiscal policy, tax policy, and to a certain extent, trade policy. So undoubtedly, the inflation that's been taking place, the high prices that are undeniable right now in the real estate sector, really are due to factors that are exacerbated by what's happened from COVID, but to a great extent, are normal factors. Supply chain issues and supply chain disruptions, which have taken place because of COVID, labor shortages. We have a low interest rate environment, which is very good, but we do have experienced and what I would call sophisticated developers and individuals involved in the real estate sector, more so than we did in 2006 and 2008, where candidly, everybody was entering the market to see if they could make a buck.
What factors will have to change in order for real estate prices to slow or level off? And why might that be preferable to seeing prices continue to rise?
what's going to have to happen for prices to stabilize more is we're going to have to see a greater supply of in the real estate market. We're going to see more building taking place. We're starting to see that now. We're seeing what had been a dearth of labor and quite frankly, a lack of supply of labor. That's going to be coming back, particularly in Q3 and Q4. We're seeing prices of raw materials starting to stabilize a little bit. On the other end, though, the more money that's going to be invested in infrastructure as the result of what appears to be at least one, possibly two infrastructure bills will create more stresses and strains on availability of raw materials. So that's, I think, an incredibly important factor for people to keep an eye on. We're going to see generally stable interest rates. They're going to remain low. And that's going to help from a monetary policy perspective. But if we're talking about what's going to make prices go down, I don't believe they're going to go down. I think we may find that the uptick, if you will, of prices will come down. But I don't believe we're going to see prices fall to pre-pandemic levels. I don't believe that's going to happen. The reality is we have a surging economy in the United States. We are also an incredibly attractive place for foreign investors to place their money right now. We have continued to be at the forefront of economic recovery. And when you add all that together, we're going to be a place where people are going to want to work, play, and live. And that's just the reality.
And now that we find ourselves in this new landscape that will be forever changed moving forward, what's next for Hamptons Group?
Well, it's interesting. During the pandemic, we actually expanded to a certain extent, both in New York and in California, for a number of reasons. We wanted to become a little bit less parochial in our service areas, but also because we realized that investors, partners, and projects located in the key centers of industry in our country in the Northeast and in California warranted our investment in time and treasure. So we've done quite a bit of expansion. What we're most excited about is the fact that, for the most part, there we can see some level of predictability in terms of this country's economic future. And because of that, it allows us to focus on two aspects, alpha and beta. Beta, obviously, looking at issues of volatility and where we can reduce those for our partners, investors, and projects, and issues of alpha, where we can look at opportunities to enhance returns. So we're actually very bullish, if you will, on the economy, certainly for the next 2 to 4 years. If there were two factors that I think would be mitigating to those, and these are not just for Hamptons Group, but they're for the economy generally, they would be matters related to climatic change and business continuity, due to issues of not just, let's say, hurricanes in Florida or drought or fire in California, but issues of climate change. And the second one is, if, gosh forbid, we find ourselves with the proliferation of COVID or another pandemic making a turn for the significant worse for our country. And those would be the two mitigating factors. But other than that, we're very, very encouraged about what things look like for Hamptons Group, and for the economy generally.
Well, thank you again. That's Jeff Bartel, the Chairman and Managing Director of Hamptons Group. My name is Abby Maloney. Jeff, thank you again. You've been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Maloney. Thank you for tuning in.